This is Jump Into the Fire and Run, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Here Just Roar and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Chrissy Cunningham, Eddie Munson, with additional tags for Chrissy Cunningham Lives, Eating Disorders, Getting Together, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Introspection. Listen, they gave me my favorite trope and then killed it, and I won't stand for that. Eddie Munson is very awed by one Chrissy Cunningham, and we're all just trying to avert our eyes. Summary. In which Chrissy is not Vecna's first victim, but the fourth. And that makes a difference. Eddie Munson has his hands on a cheerleader's hips, and he thinks, Jesus, how did I get here? And not just any cheerleader, either. That'd be odd in and of itself, but this is Chrissy fucking Cunningham, with her pretty blue eyeshadow and her beautifully crooked front teeth, smiling down at him like he's got her world on a string, like he, Eddie Munson, could be worth gold in her eyes and she doesn't even have to dig for it. What in the goddamn hell? He really hadn't meant anything untoward when he grabbed for her hips. Really, truly, he'd been concerned that she was about to topple off the bench, actually, before the penny had dropped about what she'd just done. One second, Chrissy had been grinning at him, next to him on the picnic table, teasing him about something in his hair. Leaves in his hair? He doesn't remember now. And the next, he had a lapful of Chrissy fucking Cunningham. His own hips are bracketed in by her knees, keeping him in place, her soft, soft hands on his shoulders as she keeps her balance over him. The edge of the table is biting into his spine, but Eddie barely feels it. Her pristine and pressed green sheer skirt contrasts against his dingy jeans. The pleats rumpled and bunched where she's decided to perch, and he thinks, Christ on a bike, I've gone and ruined her already. But Chrissy doesn't look like she's ruined. In fact, she looks like there's nowhere she'd rather be, straddled over Eddie's legs, looking down at him softly like this is something she does. It's not. Eddie swallows, and tries very hard to stop his thumbs from drawing lines into the fabric of that damn skirt. Cunningham, Eddie, she says, and her hand traces up to his jaw. Is this okay? Pretty sure I'm supposed to ask you that, Eddie huffs with a laugh, feeling embarrassed about how hard his heart is pounding in his chest. And Chrissy kisses him. It's not their first, or even their second. Eddie had been surprised there had been a second after the mess of the first. Because Chrissy had been crying, racking sobs jerking out of her chest like they were being pulled through her ribs. He's so, so glad that Henderson and his little friends had figured out whatever had been hunting down teenagers had some sort of musical kryptonite or some shit. Because if they hadn't sought Chrissy out before it got to her, Eddie is very sure he would have lost, well, whatever the hell is between them now. And he doesn't really know what's between them. Chrissy Cunningham is a mystery to him. One he's been trying a Rubik's Cube solve from afar for a good long while. Turns out, taking all the stickers off could solve it just fine. Eddie's never been all that traditional anyway. And when Chrissy fucking Cunningham came to him and said, Do you have anything stronger? Eddie admits that he would have sold her whatever she needed to light up the room like she always has. But when they'd gotten to his trailer, and for the first time in his life, Eddie had felt embarrassed about dishes in the sink, Chrissy had looked at him with big eyes, looked at him and his wreck of a life, and asked about him, like she could care. And Eddie had paused. The least he could do, if she was going to put in the effort of asking, was to ask something right back. And he'd rubbed the back of his neck and tilted his head at her.
Not to talk myself out of a sale here, Chrissy,
he'd swallowed, and made a point of making eye contact with her.
But coming back to a drug dealer's trailer, I just... Whatever shit you're running from, how bad is it? He'd asked.
Chrissy had tipped her head to the side, looking baffled.
It's your trailer, she'd said. Like that meant something to her, a distinction or something. And
her pretty eyes cut to the floor.
Bad. It's bad, Eddie.
And all the stickers fell off. Chrissy told him everything. And he knows that she thought he would tell her she was crazy, with the monster in her thoughts and the hallucinating and the lost time. And at the end of all of it, all he could tell her was that drugs would only make all of it so much worse.
But hey, he'd said to her, smile tight. Promise, once we get you the real answers, you can come back here and we can put on the wall and drift away, okay?
And Chrissy had licked her bottom lip and looked at him. We, she had said, the hope in her voice cracking Eddie's soft, soft heart flat in half. He'd been mostly kidding, trying to make her laugh, because the very idea that once she got her head together, the cheer captain of Hawkins High would ever be caught dead hanging out with him, with Eddie the Freak Munson, outside of a drug deal? Well, he'd thought it would be laughable. For her, anyway. But Chrissy isn't what he'd thought. She's what he'd hoped. Kind-hearted and funny, and every bit the girl he remembers shyly telling him in eighth grade that she'd liked his song, even though the teachers had pulled the plug on his amp. This little sixth-grade strawberry blonde with her hair in neat braids, her hands hidden in pom-poms nearly the size of her body, her eyes earnest and true as she bit her lip and smiled at him and said she was sorry they made him turn it down. Back when she was just Chrissy. Not Chrissy Cunningham, head cheerleader and Jason Carver's girlfriend, neat and pretty and perfect. Before her life had been plotted out by the status quo. Married by 19, babies by 20, a picket fence and a two-story new build in the Hawkins suburbs like her parents before her. He'd looked at her right back and decided then that this was it for him.
Yeah, we... he'd said, pouring offense into his tone, as ridiculously outraged as he could, just to see her giggle. I could abandon a lady in the middle of her quest. For God's sake, Chrissy Cunningham, what kind of guy do you think I am?
Eddie had really wanted to know. Chrissy had laughed, eyes sparkling despite the mascara that had crept down her cheeks as she tearfully recounted her waking nightmares to him. And Eddie counted it as a win. He'd driven her home and promised to help her look for answers.
The news about Fred, and then about Patrick, came and went.
And while Chrissy had sobbed in his van because Patrick had been Jason's friend and therefore someone she knew, Eddie can't lie and say they put the pieces together themselves. The girl who lived across the way from him, Max, that was her name, had been the one to figure it out. And Eddie will go to his grave praising Max Mayfield for saving Chrissy Cunningham when he wasn't able to. Because that redhead little spitfire, the one who never wanted to play D&D with her friends, the one who flipped him off when he'd back out of his parking spot too fast, who always had her headphones on and up and loud,
had shoved Eddie to the side the second that Chrissy's eyes had gone white and demanded he tell her Chrissy's favorite song. He didn't know it. And Henderson had panicked, yelling about how could he have a crush on a girl and not know her favorite song, Munson? Are you stupid? And Eddie still isn't sure how all of these kids ended up in his trailer, but for fuck's sake, he is about to throw them all out the door one by one with the business side of his boot if they don't stop shouting shit at him while Chrissy is pretty clearly having a seizure or something. Max had gone for his guitar, shoved it into his hands, and demanded he play something for Chrissy now. And Eddie didn't even have time to protest that his baby wasn't going to work right without the cord, no way, no how, before Max yelled at him that it didn't matter. Just do something, Eddie. And he did. He played. It was jarring and wrong, but he played. And he doesn't know why his brain reached for lyrics he'd written as a batshit 13-year-old, angry and posturing and playing at being punk, but it's the same song he'd played for the talent show, with the very beginning of Corroded Coffin. The song he associates with Chrissy fucking Cunningham now and forever. And it fucking worked. It had worked. And Chrissy had collapsed into a wrecked pile of heaving, choking sobs, and Eddie had forced his guitar on Henderson without a thought, dropping to his knees beside her. He hadn't touched. Because she was still Chrissy Cunningham, perfect and pretty. But Chrissy had reached out for him. For Eddie. Smashed her mouth so hard against his that he swore he tasted blood. His own or hers, he did not know, and promptly passed out in his arms. Henderson had not let him live it down. The little shit. But Chrissy had lived. She had lived, and she had shown up to school the Monday after spring break with her perfect blonde ponytail let down. Newly single, with Jason's eyes boring into the back of her neck, and smiled at Eddie Munson. God almighty, Eddie doesn't think he's ever seen a braver person. She had kissed him behind the bleachers, her hands in his hair like she wanted to anchor him where he stood, and asked if he would make good on his promise. Eddie had laughed, tugged her hands down, and ran his thumb over her knuckles. Name the date, Chrissy Cunningham, he had said, half convinced he was dreaming. He hadn't been. And now he has a lap full of perfectly balanced cheerleaders smiling down at him like he's worth something as she pulls back from kissing him. Chrissy giggles again, her laughter bubbling in her throat like soda pop. Eddie Munson, she says, playing it serious. You are a thief. He knows she's joking, but his heart plummets anyway, until she tips up to brush a kiss onto his forehead, and Eddie feels his face erupt in flames. Stole my heart, you criminal. She says, still giggling. Eddie groans. Ugh, you're so corny, he complains, ignoring the way he knows he's red to his ears. She isn't fixed, he knows. Because Chrissy isn't broken. Chrissy is strong and sweet. And an absolute beast when handed a bat and told to go nuts attacking weird flying bat things. Chrissy is kind and smart and snorts when she laughs and is so, so scared that he'll tell her that she needs to be something else. But Eddie wouldn't. Eddie won't. But he hands her his pretzels and says, if you want, and she does. She does want. For the first time in her life, Chrissy Cunningham is taking what she wants.
and Eddie will make sure that he's the one who can hand those things to her. She tells him not to let her go to the bathroom alone. And Nancy Wheeler, of all people, has stepped in to help, because what Chrissy wants is to get better. Because like hell did she survive Vecna just to go back to dying slower. She is fierce and determined, and the road ahead is gonna be a tough bitch.
You just gotta be a tougher bitch, Eddie tells her,
and Chrissy laughs into the cuffs of her letter sweater. Why are you laughing? You're already more metal than all the guys at my shows, combined. He means it. Because Chrissy Cunningham has walked through hell with her snow-white sneakers and come out scuffed and singing. Eddie tells her so, with her perfectly manicured fingers and his wild mane, scratching so lightly over his scalp she's giving him goosebumps, and she rolls her eyes. You're so dramatic, she says, and Chrissy Cunningham kisses Eddie Munson at their picnic table. Leisurely and honey syrup slow. Because she has time now, and she's going to savor it. The end. Ah, that's nuts. So anyway, they make me go feral. Two scenes. They had two scenes. How the hell did I get here? Eddie's not deluded enough to think that Chrissy's favorite song is the one he wrote. But don't underestimate the power of a forgotten tune from way back in your memories for shaking your brain loose from the control of an evil wizard. I have slammed this out with zero editing. Jumping in feet first, no looking back, goodbye. If there's a typo, no there isn't. Comment if you liked it. If you didn't like it, well, eh, I tried.